2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, 97 degrees.
And a crash southbound I-15, 5200 south on-ramp. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The CDC says it's investigating more than 90 cases of possible lung illness linked to vaping. Many of these cases involving teenagers. Dr. Christy Sadramelli from Johns Hopkins University says vape oils can emit heavy metals and harmful chemicals. This on top of ultrafine particles, which can be very damaging to the heart and lungs.
Teens who use these need to understand that they're placing themselves at risk for lifelong tobacco addiction and potentially serious lung damage.
Utah health officials say we're seeing several cases of lung disease that could be linked to vaping, just like in other parts of the country. They're hoping to learn if there are any long-term effects from these devices. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
There have been five recent cases of lung disease in Utah so severe people had to be hospitalized for it. Utah Department of Health epidemiologist Keegan McCaffrey says some people needed help breathing.
Pneumonitis is a swelling of the lungs.
He says they can't confirm if vaping caused it, but all of the patients either vape or inhale something else, like CBD oil. They know it's not an infection.
We've ruled out the cases for infectious disease.
Tobacco Prevention and Control Media Coordinator Ryan Bartlett says some e-cigs give out as much nicotine is 20 cigarettes.
And it's the nicotine that's the highly addictive substance. Sometimes it can be as addictive as heroin.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 601. We have a disturbing story out of Taylorsville. Maria Chaleos is here with details on an arrest made over the weekend.
Jeff, a woman is accused of using laundry detergent to abuse her elderly parents. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has those details.
Tide laundry detergent. That's what police say 42-year-old Ann Cockrell poured on her 72-year-old father and 69-year-old mother after beating them with her hands, their oxygen tanks, and walking canes. Investigators say as she did all this, she yelled she wanted to kill the couple, which police say she nearly did with the beatings and laundry detergent. Court records show Cockrell was charged with abusing her parents earlier this year, but those charges were dropped after she pleaded guilty in abeyance to lesser charges. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A third person has now been charged in the January shooting death of a real estate agent. 38-year-old Jessica Louise Miller is charged with obstructing justice, identity fraud, forgery, and desecration of a body. She was arrested after police traced some evidence at the scene to surveillance at a local grocery store. 40-year-old David Stokoe's body was found on January 18th inside a crawl space in a closet at a home on Princeton Avenue. Stokoe was renting part of the home to the suspects. Planned Parenthood is withdrawing from a program that offers birth control, STD testing, and cancer screenings to many Utahns rather than agreeing to comply with the Trump administration restriction on abortion referrals. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more.
The so-called Title X program has been set up to make contraception and certain testing more affordable. But under a new administrative rule, providers would be prohibited from referring patients to abortion services. Planned Parenthood of Utah CEO Carrie Galloway calls that ban unethical and dangerous. She says they won't be bullied into withholding information from their patients, so instead they'll forego the funding. The Trump administration says the policy is meant only to ensure taxpayers are not indirectly funding abortions. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The mother of Eric Garner is speaking out following today's firing of the NYPD police officer involved in Garner's death 5 years ago. Gwen Carr sending a message to Daniel Pantaleo, the officer fired.
I lost my son. Yeah. You cannot replace that. You can get another job, maybe at Burger King, okay?
Pantaleo's lawyer says he plans to appeal the decision to fire him. Hamilton County, Ohio, Prosecutor Joe Dieters today announcing an indictment on 9 rape charges against a Reverend Jeff Drew, a priest who had been placed on leave after accusations related to the case.
I believe that there's a pretty good probability that there are other victims out there.
Drew had been the pastor of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Officials in Afghanistan are vowing to crush ISIS militants in the wake of a devastating terror attack over the weekend. The suicide bombing at a wedding in Kabul claimed the life of an 8-year-old boy and 62 others. A survivor of the blast tells the Associated Press the people of Afghanistan are tired of the death and violence, and he hopes more action can be taken to dismantle the terror network. The country's president says his government will eliminate all safe havens for ISIS inside its borders. Other national stories we are following. For the second consecutive month, apprehensions of people trying to slip into the country illegally fell in July.
Just 2 months ago, 133,000 undocumented immigrants were picked up by Customs and Border Protection. In July, only about half that many were apprehended. The CBP deputy commissioner says credit goes to the Trump administration's deal with Mexico to discourage illegal entries into the U.S.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. KSL News Time, 6:05.
Let's take a look at traffic now. Ricky Meese, trouble spots?
Yeah, the right lane is blocked at the bottom of the on-ramp, 53rd South to southbound I-15 due to a crash. With injuries, you can still get around it, but you've got to swing to the left in order to avoid getting into that mess. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And right now, I just got lost for a second. 6:05 at KSL News Radio.